Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. Caitlin Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. Yeah. You know October's coming up. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Desiree?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Yeah.
How's that?
Check us out. PeopleBeMuscle.com. And now, let me drink your blood. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no. Oh, no. October is soon to be upon us, but we're just getting started in September, so I think we're a little bit ahead of the game here.
Yeah, but I saw those stuffs in the stores. Come on.
Oh, I know it. Next thing you know, they're going to have the holiday stuff out already. Christmas
already
meeting.
Do.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a short.
Even at Art and Lowe's, they have the Halloween displays. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, well. Yes. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Not a whole heck of a lot.
Mark.
But, hey. Before we get started, just continued prayers for all the folks that got hit by Hurricane Harvey and then now are on the verge of getting pummeled by Hurricane Irene, and then there's Tropical Storm Jose. It just seems like folks cannot catch a break. So
yes.
Continued prayers for those individuals, and we'll just keep an eye and vigil on it. And as always, the Red Cross is collecting funds, so if you'd like to show support, lend a hand, they're a great place to go. Just check them out online, and you'll find out all the information you need to know on how you can contribute.
And there you go. And, you know, as much as a preemptive strike as we tried to do with sending supplies down earlier, I'm just so hurt that it didn't even remotely come close to what is needed. So if you think that your little bit won't count, trust me, it will. Because, you know, when you talk about families being displaced and uprooted and having nothing to do all of that, it really should just tug on the heartstring to where you want to be more involved with humanity. And I'm just going to say it, you know, your show can wait, your hot date can wait. You know, you're talking about someone's life. You're talking about a family's existence. I mean, to see the elderly that are so weak and frail sitting on park benches and the water is up to their chest and almost neck because they're basically too weak to go any further. That should let you know that, you know, we're dealing with something that's really horrific. And people, I mean, if this doesn't awaken your heart for everything you've been taught not to do to help support others, then I don't think you're even remotely close to being human anymore, because humanity should hold a higher significance than where we placed it. And I just thank Des for bringing that up, because that's an image I can't get out of my head, is that, you know, for people to be so afraid of losing their own life, they would put others at risk. And that's just frightening. And it's the day and age we live in, but it's something we can change with our own directive of how we go about life. And life should have a higher significance. I just really believe that.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And to tack on to that, you know, I mentioned the Red Cross earlier and using them as a donation source. Please do stick with your organizations, whoever you choose to donate through, your organizations that are well-known, that have a proven track record. There are too many fly-by-night scammers out there who are popping up everywhere to take advantage of people's generosity. And, you know, unfortunately, they're stealing. And it's just so sad, because not only are the results the natural disaster devastating, but then they're adding more devastation into an already bad situation. So please, if you do want to contribute, if you are looking for ways to contribute and support the folks in these impacted areas, stick with a well-known organization that has a proven track record of putting the funds where they say they're going to put the funds. And granted, I'm sure we can probably find flaws in any organization, but there are those that really do come pretty close to hitting the mark 100% on how they use donated funds to support victims in need. So just another thought to keep in mind as well.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Yeah. And, you know, that kind of brings us to another sad moment is nothing even remotely close to what we're talking about right now, but just, you know, when you talk about attacks on people, that can happen, you know, physically, and that can also happen with words when people's truths are challenged. And a lot of times there's this set-in-stone mentality we have, but we have to understand that it's an ideology and not a well-based or known fact. If there's no foundation of truth to it, then it will be challenged and it will be exposed for what it is, which is either a lie or just, you know, not a well-thought-out plan, I guess the best way. And we had a show. We actually had two shows with one individual. And the personal attack directed his way when he had basically said no names and brought up, well, you know, basically the people that are dead or, you know, dealing with some issues mentally. For him to be attacked in that way was quite surprising. And, you know, we set out to do a show to inform and open minds to an understanding of a truth that should be set. And, you know, we went with that. We didn't go with the intent to attack individuals per se by name, but we are attacking the thinking behind how that is set up to be the appearance of good health or good fitness. There's a lot of demons involved with people that make a morally lower choice. And there's going to be some, I guess, some more levels of morals to be challenged as they go along living that life. And he laid it out quite well. And I thought it was a pretty much open and shut show, you know, not, you know, going at any individual. But to find out that he was getting so much flack from it was really surprising. I mean, you know, there's going to be blowback because, you know, there's things I've said on the show and I've been challenged with, and, you know, regardless if it was well-founded, you know, there's been things I've said that were spoken in error, whether it be a name that I didn't pronounce correctly or an event that wasn't on the right day. But I've, you know, it's never been directed at anyone to take away their identity, their self-respect, or their self-image. So I was, you know, that's the way our show has been run. And to find out that people were doing just the opposite towards someone who had been on our show is very frustrating and infuriating because, you know, they are our guests attacking anyone because we don't set up that. We never have. And we don't have the foundation of basically personal attacks on anyone, even the people that come at me in a certain way or go at Dez in a certain way. So it's very surprising. You know, he would get that much flack, but I'll let Dez fill in the blanks because I'm sure I stepped ahead and didn't fill in all the details.
Well, you know, in Kaylin's effort to be politically correct all the way along the scenario that he's been working to describe. So basically, long story short, folks, if you joined us last week, you know that we had a young man by the name of Zach Reeder, who was on our program, and he spoke very frankly about, you know, the negatives to steroid use and then also recreational drug use, and just gave some very real scenarios about, you know, the repercussions of those activities, especially amongst our younger people. And basically he got a lot of I guess, pushback, or, you know, basically people just coming out to bust his chops because they disagreed. Not so much that they disagreed. I can't even say they disagreed with what he said, per se. Just angry about the fact that he said it. And he was very upfront through both of his interviews and based a lot of what he was saying on his own personal experience from his steroid use, from his recreational drug use, and from seeing how it impacted others around him that were doing the same thing. So it's not that he was being hypocritical and saying, hey, don't do this, don't do that, blah, blah, blah. He was saying, hey, I did this. Let me tell you what the result was. I saw people do this. Let me tell you what the result was. I've talked to lots of people who have done this. Let me tell you what the result was. But most of it was, because I did this, let me tell you what the result was. And he got a lot of individuals that were very upset that he would share in the very frank and honest way that he did. And as I said, you know, he can't even really say that they were mad or that they disagreed with what he said. They just didn't want him to say it. And that in and of itself, I mean, especially when he didn't call anybody out by name and he used himself as the primary example in his interviews, it is kind of disheartening. But I give him a lot of credit because even after the first show and he got the first wave, he still was brave enough to come back and continue to share, because his whole philosophy was, I'm about education and I want to educate people. People are going to make their choices regardless, but hopefully after hearing this, they'll be more informed, maybe to think twice about the decisions that they made. And I would have to say our listeners were very much on that track. And, you know, we had several parents saying that they were fearful, which wasn't our intent, but some of them were also taking action and already either having conversations with their kids or trying to figure out how they're going to have conversations with their kids to avoid them going through the same experiences that Zach went through. So regardless of it all, still very thankful for those reasons that, you know, the actions and the next steps that our listeners were taking in their own lives and hopefully will turn out to the positive in the end. So so there you have it. I don't know, Kaylin, what do you want to add to that?
Well, you know, like you said, he opened up about a great many things that he did in ignorance. And that he, you know, he was, you know, wanting to really try to do everything to see, push the limits of what his body could do. And with that much information being given, I was surprised that people basically turned it around the other way, where he was making an assault on their lifestyle or anyone else's character. And that's what, you know, there were things, and you and I both have said this, you know, when we were listening, that we were just surprised that he would share, and we're, you know, really shocked that he would be so open about what he was saying. And this is a man opening up about the pitfalls and the hazards and the demons that come from this lifestyle and this supposed aesthetic look of health and fitness. And for him to come from a personal point of view to speak not against anyone. I mean, like he said, he wasn't saying whether you wanted to use it or not. He just wanted to make you aware of what you were getting into and all of what you're getting into. And to me, that's any good job application, that's any good job placement, where you want to know all of what's happening before you basically get into it, and then you can make the right choice if this is the job for you. And I'm thinking, okay, if he's talking about drug use, then still shouldn't people be, you know, more aware? And I, you know, there's other enhanced individuals. Mark Lohlbender is one that comes to mind that's always been speaking out about, you know, hey, this is what you're getting into, whether you want to do it or not. That's your choice, but this is what it's going to entail. He didn't go into the depths of the other drugs that were involved in basically day-to-day basis, and he sure didn't go to the depths of what was really going on behind the scenes, because, you know, it is marketed quite well. And I've said this quite a few times that, you know, the marketing is what drives that industry, not the truth. And when they, I guess that's where the anger and frustration comes from, is that, you know, he was speaking the truth and not really saying anything that would, I guess, entail marketing other than, you know, this is the side effect of the drug. It's kind of like the commercial that you see of the new drug that they're trying to push for some ailment that humanity has been plagued with. And then at the very end, after all the beautiful scenery and the happy people and the smiles, you get the disclaimer at the end with the side effects that would come back from behind that. And I think a lot of people were upset that he spent so much time with the disclaimer and not the actual marketing of the product. That's what I get from it. And if I'm wrong, you know, help me out.
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. So I guess all I have to say at the end of the day on this topic that we're on is, you know what, folks, it's okay to disagree, but you don't have to be nasty about it, especially if you weren't called out by your name and you weren't made an example of. If you disagree, then come with the facts and let's have a conversation. If you can't refute the fact and you're still upset about it, if truth is truth, then truth is truth. And attacking someone else because they've spoken the truth is not going to result in anything productive. I don't know if it's an intimidation factor. Sometimes that works. Sometimes that will quiet someone who is speaking on things that you don't want them talking about. Okay, cool. Got it. Seen it. Works. Okay. But, you know, I think as far as we're concerned or what we're saying is, let's have the dialogue. We know not everyone likes or agrees with what we have to say, and we're happy to continue to discuss it. But come with a civil voice about it. Otherwise, no one is listening at that point. And sometimes we do come off strong with the things we say because there's a lot of passion behind it, but it doesn't mean that we don't want to hear what anyone else has to say, either for or against what we've shared. But, you know, just be civil about it, and that's the long and short of it.
And I don't think that's asking too much to ask for a dialogue on a radio show. You know, it's like, well, that's how you have a radio show. It's not name calling, it's not image bashing, it's not personal attacks, because it basically doesn't answer any point, or it doesn't there's nothing to it. It's basically just empty time and space, and we have lives that our hearts are beating to live, and we're basically taking away from that by basically wasting it doing nothing. I mean, that was a show that's basically challenging people to do better. And I guess because it's on our show, it was on our show, and I know him personally, and I know his heart and his passion, and it did touch me in a way because, you know, we invite our guests on to what we consider, you know, a safe environment, and then to have him attacked personally was just, you know, it's like I get the keyboard warriors. I get the people that basically hide behind their laptops or home computers. But sooner or later, you got to man up, and, you know, this is no way to live. You're stuck on, what, social media? And this is your goal, is to attack people because you've been found to be doing something that's not what you thought it was? I mean, I'm a little confused on that. But when you think about the mental health aspect, I guess if you're – I mean, it's been proven, it's been scientifically proven that anyone that has their truth challenged will take it as an attack. It's been proven that you give the same – signs and reactions as to a personal physical attack when your truth is challenged, with your truth being ideology, not an actual fact, not an actual truth. So I get where you feel a need to react. I just don't understand the need to react in that fashion. And I'll just leave it at that, and we'll go to the next part, because he did talk about something else, and I want to see if Des has something to say, and we'll see. We'll go from there.
Oh, no. Carry on.
Okay. Well, the next thing that he talked about when I brought up was about, you know, how the enhanced community looks at the people that use and then choose to compete in natural shows. And this was something that I'd heard mentioned, but because it was considered hearsay, I really didn't relay it much other than what I knew from personal experience, and yes, I've had the personal experience of having someone use and beat me on stage, but in reality, that's not the fact. And he was so, you know, if you heard this, you go to the archives and listen to how raw this guy is, because he's really open about what he was saying. But this is one of the topics that we did not get to on air, but something he did share with me, and that was how little they are thought of, you know, basically cheating to, and I don't even want to say win, to get a trophy, cheating to get a trophy, and then, you know, putting it all over social media until, you know, they get the fair drug failure. And I have yet to see anyone that has failed and posted that and say, you know, yeah, look at what I did to win that trophy. Because you're not, to me, I mean, like, it's just so crazy. But I'll get Dez's aspect of it and what we had chatted about and see, and we'll go from there.
You know, actually, so when Kaylin brought this up to me, it was the first that I had heard of it. And I really think it's a very interesting position to come from, that enhanced athletes think very little of other enhanced athletes that compete on the natural side and then are exposed. It's just a whole aspect of the sport that had never even crossed my mind that anyone in the enhanced world would care if another enhanced athlete came over to compete in a national show and was caught. I didn't think that they would have an opinion on it one way or another, but I guess evidently it turns out that they do. And if any of you out there have more experience or anecdotes of the same type of occurrence, please let me know. Let us know, because I'm just intrigued by the whole thought of it. And I don't even really know why, but it's just like, oh, I guess they are paying attention. Well, no, I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Just another one of those things that make you go, hmm.
Well, you know, this is one, like I said, I've had some backdrop and backstory with this topic, because I can remember a well-known enhanced individual that was from a gym I used to attend, and he was hunting high and low to find out who my drug dealer was, because he was just so sure that it was fact that I was using. And, you know, I've even posted on Midwest Muscle for the individual that basically started using because he was so sure that he wouldn't be able to keep up with my appearance. And that's so funny. But he wouldn't be able to keep up with my appearance unless he was using the same drugs that I was basically being said to be using. And that hurt like you can't imagine, because the thought of this man's health suffering because he thought of a life that I was living. But anyway, when the drug dealer had found out there were none, that's when he was convinced that I was not using, because he couldn't find my dealer. And I still think that's comical that they would go to such lengths to find out, because I guess it would have been nice to basically expose that to his potential clients if he's using me as a reference for the appearance of, you know, that kind of drug use or the amount of whatever he thought I was using. So, you know, it's out there. I mean, we can't dismiss it and we can't overlook it. And I don't know too many individuals, male, that have gotten started in the bodybuilding industry and haven't been approached at a time or point in their life about, or, you know, just people that just go to the gym in general. I mean, it's always going to be out there, and that's what something that Zach was talking about in our shows, is that this reality exists, but it doesn't have to be part of your reality. And there's going to be people that see no other option of, and I can't even say doing well, because it's there's just no truth to a lie, and there's no way to spin it where it sounds like it's an okay thing, because it's not. And, you know, we've had several guests on that have been robbed of their win, their actual truthful win, on stage, because that's a moment you don't get back. And to just know that they're thought of even less than what we think of them by the enhanced industry, because they know them from start to finish, and they're like, well, why are you even doing this? And I guess they still go through with it because of a need for improving their self-image, which is kind of funny in a sick way. And then, you know, they can't even go back to the enhanced community that they've been basically a part of from start to finish. So, you know, there's an even more mental drain on you, the moral compass that you're using, because it's already flawed to begin with. Yeah?
Sure. So there you have it. I don't know. I got nothing else on that one other than just very curious.
Yes. And you know, it's when you think that you're basically doing something to feel better about yourself, the truth of what you're doing, they do less than what you started with. I mean, you're losing compete with users. I understand how it's confused, but, you know, like I said, with mental choices, we're going to do what we're going to do, and we're going to be who we are, whether we portray it in truth or, you know, in some fake life. But, you know, it is what it is. Des, you got anything else?
I do not. I do not.
Okay. And I think this time we'll actually make the time.
There you go. Every time we say we're going to have a short show, we usually end up going the full hour. But tonight I think we just had a few thoughts that we wanted to share. And without belaboring the point, I think we shared them.
Yes. Yes. And that, you know, it is, you can talk too much if you're not careful, because it, I think everyone should understand that we have topics and we have points, but, you know, we don't want to become the people that we don't basically endorse. And that's the ones that complain, bash, and do nothing after that. I mean, everything we say, we're basically doing something to make it better. And this is one of those topics where, because neither of us deal in the enhanced realm, it's pretty much out of our hands. So we're going to have to put the onus to you, the listener, because you know who's using, you know who's not, you know yourself, what you're doing and what you're not. And if you don't start holding others accountable for what they do, then it's basically the question of, you know, who's the criminal? The one that does the crime, or the one that watches it happen and does nothing. So, you know, there's your challenge. I hope you accept it and really hone up to it. And just keep the cheaters from taking away a moment that someone else deserves, because that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Before we do end, though, one point of business. I'm jumping back to the hurricanes that have been pummeling several states. So I don't know. Several of you probably have already heard about the Mr. America Fitness Festival that was coming up in the next couple of weeks, I believe, next week or so. But due to Hurricane Harvey in particular, and now Irma's not making things any better, so it's a good decision, I think, on their part. But a lot of their partnerships and sponsors for the festival were devoting, have pulled out, because they're devoting all of their dollars that they were using for sponsorship and advertising and manpower. They're now diverting that to the relief efforts, starting with Harvey, and I'm sure are going to be needed by the time Irma is done. And I'm hoping Jose fizzles before it becomes anything major. So the date of the Mr. America Fitness Festival weekend is going to be rescheduled for the spring of 2018. So if any of you were looking at competing in that show or participating in some fashion or just attending to provide support, it is going to be rescheduled. If you hadn't heard that announcement, I'm sure most of you have, but just wanted to go ahead and share again just in case. So keep your eyes open, and a new date will be coming out for the spring of 2018.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I saw that as well, and I know that there are some promoters that have reached out about that. I think the Miller family in Kentucky had made their show available, and I think there's another one, but I think it's further north. I can't remember which one it was. But the NGA has definitely opened their doors for the Kentucky show for those who were primed and ready. You know, don't let that moment slip away simply because it's not the show that you had first sought or coveted. There's plenty of bodybuilding things going on, and we won't delay that. We can touch on that Thursday. But, you know, this is just something that we wanted to talk about. And, you know, with the hurricanes hitting, if it doesn't take your focus somewhat, then, you know, I question how you view humanity. Because there's a lot of suffering going on, and it's hard. You know, there's going to be times in your life that it's hard to smile, but you do have joy in your heart for the love that you get to see for people who do come together to help the ones who need it. And, you know, death and I are human. So, you know, we see this, and there's no way you can look away, and you want, well, you should have an urge to do something and help reach out. And like I said, we had tried. And it just draws on my heart that we tried so hard to get things out to people before the price gouging started, before the flooding started, before all the disaster had actually hit, just so they'd have some kind of supplies in their homes if they still had them. I mean, that's wow. And just, man. But anyway, you know, I don't want to, like this, delay the topic. We've spoken about it. God be with them. You know, they'll constantly be in my prayers, and I hope yours too. And Dez, do you want to end it? Because it's just, yeah.
So, folks, do join us again on Thursday. But until then, be safe, be blessed. And on behalf of myself and Kaylin and the boys at P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Amen.